Hi, everybody. How are you? I just wanted to come on. I'm going to just wait to see if anybody pops on. I have a word from the Lord that I want to share with you all. Let me just make sure that I have everything right here. I hope you guys can see, you can see me. I'm just going to wait a couple more minutes just to see if anybody pops on. So I praise you, God. I thank you, Lord, for this time. Lord, I thank you, Father God. I ask that you would speak through me, Lord God. Father God, I submit my mind, my will, my emotions, and my imagination to you, God. Father God, and I ask that you would speak through me, Lord. That you would speak through me, Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to wait a little bit longer to see if anybody pops on. If not, I'm just going to go with the word. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. I thank you, Lord. He had given me a word a couple days about faith. And I wanted to wait a couple of days before I had given it until he told me to release it, and he's saying to release the word today. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I asked the Lord the other day, the other night when I was in prayer, and I said to him, what do you want me to share with your people? And he says, tell them they need to have an unshakable faith. So I said, okay, Lord, I can tell them. I'll tell them this, Lord. And when I started to look through the words of faith, he wanted me to come on. Hi, Sheila. How are you? Good. I'm glad. Yes, we need faith in these days, correct? So the Lord had brought me to, everybody knows about this, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. In Mark 4, verses 37 to 41, he says, suddenly, as they were crossing the lake, a ferocious storm arose, with violent winds and waves that were crashing into the boat until it was nearly swamped. But Jesus was calmly sleeping in the stern, resting on a cushion. So they shook him awake, saying, teacher, don't you even care? They were all about to die. Fully awake, he rebuked the storm and shouted to the sea, hush, peace be still. All at once, the wind stopped howling, and the water became perfectly calm. And then he turned to his disciples and said to them, why are you so afraid? Haven't you learned to trust me yet? But they were overwhelmed with fear and awe, and they said to one another, who is this man who has authority that even the wind and the waves obey him? God is saying to us today, we need to have an unshakable faith, that we can't be tossed and turned by the winds and the waves, that we have to trust in him no matter what our situations look around us, no matter what is causing us to be shaken or to be afraid. When we say, peace be still, peace to our storms, calm, hush. I remember a time when my son, I was sick, and I would get these sinus infections, and they would knock me out for days, and I was concerned. I'm like, how am I going to take care of my kids when I have these sinus infections, because I would get really sick. So my son, who was 5 years old at the time, he says to me at the dinner table, and mind you, my husband wasn't a Christian at the time, so he crosses over to the dining table, he grabs me by the neck, and he says, in 3 days, you're going to be healed. In those 3 days, I was healed. And I'll tell you, I never had a sinus infection again. That was it. They were done. I had them all the time. He said it, and it was done. In 3 days, I was healed, and I never had a single one again. And then there was another time that the Lord wants me to share about a time where my family was being torn up by the winds and the waves. But at that time, it was just me, because my husband wasn't around and I was home. And we were betrayed by ones that we loved. And I thought I was going to lose my children. I thought somebody was going to come and take my children away from us. And I was alone. My husband wasn't here. It was just me and my children. And the person who came to my house says, I want to check in on your home to make sure everything's okay. So they came into my home. They saw my kids, how loving they were. And they saw our house. And then I had to wait a week or so. Within a week or so, they came back to our house. And they said to me, you know, I'm sorry that you had to go through this. But you have a very lovely family and your home is beautiful. So what the enemy turned around to be the worst case scenario in my life, God was showing me that I needed to trust him, that I needed to have faith. Now you have to understand, I was just a newly Christian. I was gung-ho for Jesus, but I was also going through depression at the same time. And there was a prophet at the time that would speak into my life. And she said to me, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That was one of the scriptures that I stood on. I didn't know many because I was a new Christian and I was learning about Jesus. And yes, Jesus was talking to me. I was hearing his voice. But there was one scripture that I would remember. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So what happened was I found out who was the one that betrayed us. But before then, the God had given me a dream and he showed me who the person was that betrayed us. So you have to understand that we have to have faith. We have to have trust that no matter what happens, no matter the winds, no matter the waves, we need to trust in him. So I just wanted to come on and I just wanted to give you the word where he says we have to have an unshakable faith. We have to trust in him no matter the circumstances, no matter what we see around us, even what's going on in America right now. We have to trust the Lord. It looks horrible, but we have to trust him. I just wanted to come on and give you this message, and I thank you, Lord. Hello, everybody who's watching. Sheila, Caitlin, Cheryl, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I'm just going to just pray in the spirit a little bit and see if he has anything else for me to give, okay? So I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I lift your name up, Father God. I lift your name, Lord. I thank you, Lord. How do I pray for your people today, Lord God? How do I give them a message of hope, Lord God? I thank you, Lord God. How do I give a message to them today, Lord? I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. You will not have an unshakable faith. Your trust is going to be in me. Even in greater ways, you're going to learn to trust me in greater ways. No fear. A perfect love casts out all fear. Thank you, Lord. Even if you're tempted, God is saying, no fear. Thank you, Lord. Your trust is going to be secure in him. Jesus, I thank you, God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the unshakable faith, God. I thank you for this unshakable faith, Lord God. Let faith arise and let our enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise and let your enemies be scattered. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord. Yes, it's about his love because his perfect love casts out all fear. His perfect love casts out all fear. I thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 I hear the Lord saying that some of you that are watching right now, God is saying that you're very strong in the faith, but he's going to increase it even more. He's going to increase your faith even more. Some of you are even going through testings because he's testing your faith. I had given a word about a couple, maybe a week or so ago, and the Lord is saying that this is the time now you need to have the unshakable faith where you need to trust in him. You need to rely on him. I thank you, Father, unwavering faith. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I'm also hearing this too, when we're in our homes or we're around our family, let's try not to speak negative words, but let's speak positive, that even no matter what we're seeing, let's speak out the positive things that we see. So let's declare the positive and not declare or speak out what we see happening in the natural. Let's not make it known or aware that it's happening, that we need to declare the positive. Where we see one thing, we speak another. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. This is a great time of testing. This is a great time of testing with our faith. Where are we going to be? Are we going to trust Him? Are we going to rely on Him? Or are we going to look at the circumstances around us that shake us up? I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. Give us, Father God, that unshakable faith, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I remember the time in the Bible where it talks about the general who went to Jesus. And he said, Jesus, his friend was home and he was sick. And he said to Jesus, you just speak the word and he'll be healed. And Jesus spoke it and he was healed. He trusted the Lord. He had faith to believe that once Jesus spoke something, it would happen. Let's speak it out in faith. Let's speak those words out in faith. I thank you, Lord. God bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's it. That's my word for today. It was, you just asked me to come on and just release the word to tell them that they need an unshakable faith. They need to trust in Him and rely on Him, especially in the days that we're in right now. So I pray that this word bless you, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your week. Thanks. Bye-bye.